Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
We have a psychologist in every week as our personal trainer for the mind. Got him on the phone this week though, Maurice Deepers. It's a torturous way to live your life if you're consumed by self-loathing. How can you help us to start to shift that kind of entrenched thinking?
Yeah, well, we're human, so we always are going to be in situations where we question ourselves and our abilities. It's actually really, really common, and sometimes we can just naturally feel a little bit hopeless, and all too often we can beat up on ourselves a little bit and struggle with self-acceptance stuff. For some people, self-acceptance is really, really hard, and it's quite commonly associated with issues like depression or low self-esteem, which then in turn tend to create lower self-acceptance, and it becomes a little bit of a cycle. So I thought today we'd play the game of self-acceptance, and we'd sort of explore an exercise that we can all use to improve the way that we look at ourselves and how much we accept ourselves. So the exercise is this: draw a circle and split it into four quadrants. Split those in half, so you should have eight sections of pie. Start anywhere on the circle. In one section, place a plus sign, and in the next, minus sign, and continue until you've got four pluses and four minuses around the circle. Now take a breather and think about an area of your life that you'd like to work on, whether it be work, school, relationships, sports, friendship, or something just as common as the rest of my life. In a plus section, write some things in there that you do well in that area. And in the minus section, write some things that you might not do so well, that you might be able to improve. And even if it's hard, and for some people it might be really, really hard to see, particularly the positive, try and fill all the sections around the circle. Now, what you're aiming for is to create a balanced picture and to see that there is both good and bad. While there might be areas where I can improve, there are some things that I'm doing quite well. And that helps because it's over time, if we can get into the habit of being able to see both sides of this coin, we can start to lessen our negative self appraisal and increase our self-acceptance. So it's a little exercise to just continually practice and find those areas where I can see where I'm doing well, see those areas where I might not be doing so well, where I might be able to improve, and accept that we're not all perfect and that there are some things that we can always sort of pick up, and that's okay too. That's what makes us human.